From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. Military action against Iran is simply not on the agenda at this point. That comment came from Condoleezza Rice today as she stepped onto the world stage for the first time as Secretary of State. She stopped in Great Britain and Germany as part of a trip designed to revive U.S. alliances in Europe. She's also laying the groundwork for President Bush's visit to Europe later this month. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from London.
In London and Berlin, Secretary Rice's remarks reflected much of President Bush's language of historic mission and diplomatic vigor.
We have learned time and time again that America, Britain, Europe, the free world, is indeed safest when freedom is on the march.
Many Europeans feel uncomfortable with that language. They find it too crusading or messianic, and many have questions about U.S. intentions. For example, whether or not the U.S. might launch a preemptive strike against Iran, even as the Europeans try to talk Tehran out of its nuclear ambitions. Secretary Rice said military options were not on the agenda for now.
The European three, the British, the Germans, the French, are giving the Iranians an opportunity to demonstrate that they are prepared to live up to their international obligations, that they are prepared to address the concerns of the international community about their activities. And I really do hope that the Iranians will take the opportunity that is being presented to them.
Professor Michael Cox, an American studies expert at the London School of Economics, heard an ominous note in those words. They sounded to him like this.
There are options for Iran now. I warn them they ought to take those options now. So there was a lingering threat, I thought, in the air. So clearly the United States is not going to let Iran get away with going nuclear.
But in London, Secretary Rice said that while no options were being taken off the table, the U.S. still has plenty of diplomatic tools at its disposal. Secretary Rice tried to capitalize on positive impressions in Europe of Iraq's recent general election. She got a pledge from Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder that Germany would continue to help training Iraqi security forces.
Wir haben die Situation im Irak miteinander diskutiert und stimmen überein.
Schroeder said that he and Secretary Rice had discussed Iraq at length and strongly agreed that what the country needs is a course of democracy and stability for the future. He added that this was the main point, regardless of what they thought about military intervention in Iraq in the first place. Some Europeans see signs of a more consensual relationship with a second Bush administration. Thomas Matusek, Germany's ambassador to Britain, says that judging from President Bush's inaugural speech, the worst of the transatlantic divisions are over.
You read it very carefully. It is a commitment, a renewed commitment to multilateralism. He expressly said the U.S. do not want to impose their convictions or their form of government on other states. We haven't heard that so often before.
Secretary Rice is saving her most important speech for Paris, where opposition to the war in Iraq was strongest. Many Europeans still remember that during the Iraq War, then National Security Advisor Rice proposed that Germany should be ignored and France punished for not supporting the U.S.
In our history, lots of people tried to punish France, but it was never expressed in a so clear way.
Edith Cresson was France's prime minister during the early 1990s. She says that despite disagreements, France still has something to offer the U.S.
Even a superpower cannot do all the work alone and needs allies. Needs the knowledge that we have of the Arab world and needs the help and the links that we can have with those countries.
Secretary Rice is also hoping to work with Europe on the Middle East peace process. She'll visit Jerusalem and the West Bank and attend a March 1 summit in London on that issue. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, London.